Now, this afternoon, I want to speak shortly on a topic titled Turning Defeat into Victory. Turning Defeat into Victory. And it's something that is dear to my heart and something that a message that I was meditating upon for some time now. And I wanted to encourage people just to turn defeat into victory. I would like to read a short story quickly. It was said in a sermon preached on August 12, 1849, by the famous British preacher F.W. Robertson. Life, like war, is a series of mistakes, and he is not the best Christian nor the best general who makes the fewest false steps. Poor mediocrity may secure that, but he is the best who wins the most splendid victories by the retrieval of mistakes. Forget mistakes, organize victories out of mistakes. Henry Ford wrote this. He said Henry Ford would have agreed with Robertson because Ford defined a mistake as an opportunity to begin again more intelligently. An opportunity to begin again more intelligently. We're going to look at the book of Joshua. I would like us to turn to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 8, and we're going to look at verses 1 to 2. 1 and 2, actually throughout the whole chapter, but I'm only going to read verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, "Now the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear or be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, arise and go to Ai. So I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai and its king just as you did to Jericho and its king. You shall take only its spoil and its cattle, its plunder, for yourself and set an ambush for the city behind it." I'm only going to read verses 1 and 2 for our short Bible study today. Now we know that in verse 7, Israel went into battle. They lost the battle against the enemy. This was because they had an item in the camp which God prohibited, according to something that God said they should not have done. And so they went ahead and did it, and because of this, they lost the next battle. But I want to thank God. God is so merciful and gracious. Saints, so merciful and gracious. Here we find Israel getting rid of that item in the camp, and God now turning their defeat into victory. So we look at some of the introduction that I now just made, and we look at Joshua in this particular portion of scripture. Good afternoon, Pastor Clint. Welcome. Thank you for joining us, Pastor Clint, from Perth, Australia. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. And so Joshua would have also agreed, right, with the preacher's statement, because sometimes in life we have to begin again. And when we begin again, we begin more intelligently. And so we can now organize ourselves better. And so when we look at this particular portion of scripture in this text, we are looking now at a new beginning. When I look at life, many of us has made mistakes. Many of us has done certain things out of time, out of season, out of sync with God. And some of these mistakes were costly. We see that in the book of Joshua, we see that when Israel went into the battle with the enemy, they were defeated. They were defeated. They had to retrieve because of what was in the camp. And so we find that many a times we go through these challenges and we go through some of these things, or we launch out into something that we have done prematurely, something that we didn't wait on God's timing, and it has cost us. But one thing, as I said, as Henry Ford said, one of the good things about this is that a mistake is defined as an opportunity to begin again. So I want to declare to somebody today that it is your opportunity to begin again. Somebody needs to type that in the message there at the bottom. Say, begin again. Amen. Sometimes we were sitting on our failure, we are sitting on our mishap, we are sitting on what we were supposed to do, and now we stagnate. And we don't start again. And so when we start again, we can start more intelligently. I've discovered this in my walk with the Lord. Over the years, one has made some decisions, some mistakes in life. And there were times one would beat oneself up. But that didn't help. As I started growing and becoming a little bit more older and a little bit more mature in life, I started realizing that there are seasons in your life you're going to have to begin again. And in the seasons where you begin again, you begin with a better understanding. You begin with better knowledge. I want to encourage somebody today. Don't sit there. Start again. Start again. Amen. So when we look at Israel now, we look at Israel in this particular portion of scripture, right? The Bible says here, once the nation of Israel had judged the sin that defiled the camp, God was now free to speak to them in mercy and direct them in the conquest of the land again. So they were now going to go in conquest of the land again. Remember, they would have now crossed the Jordan River and they were possessing the territory that God had for them. Now, as children of God, in our walk with the Lord, we are going to make mistakes. We are going to maybe do things that we were not supposed to do. Now, I'm not saying that let's not justify sinning or doing the wrong things or doing the or acting out of time with God continuously. I'm not justifying that. But what I'm trying to say today is this. If we had made a mistake, if you have made a mistake, mistake in different areas of your life, mistake in business, mistake in relationships, mistake in certain areas of your life, it is now time for you to begin again, but now to start more intelligently. Don't sit on that Don't sit on that ash heap. It's time for you, child of God, to arise now again. As the Bible says, the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear. Do not fear, child of God. Yes, you made a mistake, but do not fear. Get up again. Get up again. Come on. Somebody needs to say, get up again. The Bible says in Psalms 37 verses 23 and 24, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his right hand. Powerful. The Lord, though he fall. Come on. Some of us has fallen, but we should not lie there. We should not allow the devil to have a party with us just laying there and just accepting where we find ourselves. I thank God for the obedience of a man of God many years ago. When I fell and the man of God, I walked into the church and the man of God, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, said these words. He said, as a young man standing in the church, I just want him to know, God has not forgotten about you. And that one sentence, that prophetic word, that word of knowledge that came that day as I stood in that church was a reminder that even though I have fallen, yet God's mercy and grace can lift me up. And this message today is that type of message to encourage those who have fallen, those who have missed God, those who have made a mistake, those who have followed the desires of the flesh and not of this, of the leading of them and the prompting of the Spirit. I'm here today to encourage you. Maybe you feel discouraged. Maybe you feel downcast. Maybe you feel hopeless. Maybe you're feeling like, God, I messed up. Yes, you should have remorse for what you have done, but do not stay there. Do not lay there. Do not allow the enemy to cause you to stagnate another day. Let's read again Psalms 37, verse 23 and 24. The Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Hallelujah. The Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Alexander White said this, no matter what mistakes we make, the worst mistake of all is not to try again. For the victorious Christian life is a series of new beginnings. Wow. I love that. I love that. No matter what mistakes we make, the worst mistake of all is not to try again. For the victorious Christian life is a series of new beginnings. My God, that is powerful. I believe that is powerful. Glory be to God. So when we begin with God, we start with the word. We start with the word. Amen. Today we do not have that opportunity to hear the, or we do not really hear that audible voice of God. And so we need to go to the word of God for the word of God to direct us through the Spirit, giving us revelation and insight in the word, and the Lord then leading us and guiding us through the word and his Spirit. So God wants to direct us. Have I got somebody today that wants to walk with the Lord? Now, the Bible says if we are led by the Spirit of God, we are sons of God. And so when we're led by the Spirit of God, we need to be men and women of the word. Man and woman that is in the word. Hallelujah. And so we need to allow the word of God to lead us and to direct us. And that is what I'm going to speak on shortly today. The first thing that we find in Joshua 8 verses 1 and 2, the first thing that we find is a word of encouragement. A word of encouragement. What we find is that the Bible says the Lord said to Joshua, now they have messed up, and now it's now a time for a new beginning. They're going to take conquest of the land again. They're going to go up against the same enemy again. But now the Lord says to them, do not fear or nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you. God promises them, do not fear. I want to say to somebody today, do not fear. Hallelujah. Do not fear. Discouragement over the past and fear of the future are two of the actions that usually accompanies failure. We need to remember, we need to look back and remember the mistakes that we have made. And then we need to look ahead and not wonder whether there's any future for people who have failed foolishly, because there's hope for us. There's hope for us. And therefore, I brought this portion of scripture today to let you know there's hope for you, man and woman of God, child of God, businessman, businesswoman. Whether you have made a mistake, it is time to dust yourself off, get back up, and start running again. Start running again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We find this. We know that the Bible says the answer to our discouragement and fear is in hearing and believing God's word. The answer to our discouragement and fear is in hearing and believing God's word. The word of the Lord to Israel was, fear not, neither be dismayed. Hallelujah. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Whenever you go through the Bible, as I've done on this study, whenever you go there where the Bible says fear not, whenever God said to his people fear not, after that we find that God has led them into victory. We find it right through from Genesis, right through the word of God, when God promised fear not. Hallelujah. God is saying to somebody today, fear not. God is saying, fear not. We need to understand that. Hallelujah. We need to understand. God is saying to somebody, fear not. When you look at Genesis right to Isaiah, you see that God says, fear not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need to not fear. God is with us. God never discourages his people from making progress. God does not discourage his people from making progress. God wants you to progress, child of God. Yes, man of God, you might have made a mistake. You might have moved by emotion. Maybe you have done something outside of the will of God. Maybe you have moved without God's direction, or without God's, maybe God leading you, and you feel like, you know, I messed up, child of God. Maybe you feel like I've messed up. But God is saying today, fear not, get back up again, child of God. Fear not, get back up again. Now, as long as we obey his commandments, we have the privilege of claiming God's promises. That's what the Bible teaches us. As long as we obey God's commandments, we have the promise, or we have the privilege of claiming his promises. The Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9, God delights to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect, wholly devoted toward him. Wholly devoted toward him. God is ready to show himself perfect to you, child of God. God is ready to show himself perfect towards you. Glory be to God. When we go further now, the second thing that we find in this particular portion of scripture is a word of instruction. A word of instruction. The first thing I said was a word of encouragement. The next thing is a word of instruction. God always has a plan for his people to follow. And the only way for us to have victory is to obey God's instruction. Listen, I love that Pastor Cash me there. When we come like David in repentance, we made a mistake. We made a mistake. We're not gonna overlook that mistake. We're gonna come in repentance and be honest with God and say, God, we have missed you. Joshua came before God when they were defeated by a small army. They came before God and God gave Joshua the instruction. Listen, the cursed thing is in the camp. Get rid of the cursed thing. And when they obeyed God, God gave them the victory. So when we come to God and we repent and we seek the face of God, God can now give us a word of instruction and lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. So we find out in the first attack on Ai, Joshua followed the advice of his spies and used only a part of the army because they said this is a small group, this is that. He didn't follow the instruction of the Lord. He didn't take all the people to the war. And so the Lord told Joshua to use, so now we find that now in the second instruction, the Lord now tells Joshua what to do. And Joshua now follows the instruction of the Lord. We need to remember this, children of God. Whenever God leads us, we must be guided by what God tells us to do. God will lead us and guide us, the instructions that we need to follow. And when we follow God's instructions, we are guaranteed of God's victory. Whenever we follow through with God's instructions, we are guaranteed with God's victory. Now they go into the battle again. They set an ambush against the enemy. And we see that in the first thing they had, in the first instance, in chapter 7, they had self-confidence. Now this is many a times a danger to gifted people or to people that that God begins to use mightily. We start operating in that place where we operate in self-confidence. And when we go into preaching or we go into doing things for the Lord under self-confidence, we are going to set ourselves up for defeat. And so they had this thing that, you know, this is a small army. We're not going to follow God's instruction on this one. We're going to do what we want to. And because of that, they faced defeat. How many times as the children of the Lord have we gone on our own in that where we had self-confidence just because God gave us? Because now remember, they come out of a victory, a massive victory against Jericho. They overcame, God gave them the victory. And now they have swollen heads and they don't realize their need for God for their next battle. And so now they don't inquire and they don't listen. And so now they go into this battle and face defeat. Am I speaking to somebody? I know that sometimes we do that as children of God. We sometimes do that. We sometimes go into battles and go into things that we have not sought the face of God. And we have many times we face the consequences of those decisions. But God is merciful, child of God. And therefore I brought this message over today, is that you can recover. You can arise. You can stand back up. You can get back up and God can begin to do great things in your life again. In the first instance, they did not wait on the Lord. God told them, do not take anything. This is the first fruits. It's all for me. In the second one, God now said to them, listen here. I love this. The Bible says that finally God gave the soldiers the right now to claim the spoils in the second battle. If only Achan didn't allow the desires of his heart to rob him from what God had for him in the second battle, then Achan and his entire family would still have been alive. Sometimes because of our impatience, we miss God's goodness. We miss what God had in store for us. Many a times we don't leave it up to God, and therefore we don't experience that great blessings that God has for his children. Many times we should leave it to God. We should trust God. But Achan didn't wait. The Bible teaches us his eyes fell onto these things and he took it and he didn't understand. And because of the cursing in the camp, Israel went through a defeat in the next battle. But I'm not really focusing on Achan's disobedience. What I'm focusing on here is that God can turn defeat into victory. Because many of us has gone through many defeats. And many of us have experienced many type of things in our lives. And this was all because of mistakes that we have made. But it's time for you to arise. It's time for you to stand back up. It's time for you right now to gird yourself again and to go into battle for the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. So God, we need to understand that when we leave the choice up to God, God always gives us his best. Hallelujah. When we leave God's choice up to him, he always gives us the best. When we run ahead of God, we usually rob ourselves and we also in turn hurt others. We'll rob ourselves and in turn we also hurt others. The final thing I would like to just share on this broadcast is this. We have the word of encouragement. We had the word of instruction. And now let's look at the word of promise. When God said to them, I have given. That is a powerful promise. God says to the children of Israel, listen, he says here. He says, do not fear, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise and go to Ai. So I have given into your hand the king. I love that. I have given God's promise to you. I have given was God's promise to the children of Israel. And Joshua's guarantee of victory, as long as Joshua obeyed God's instructions. Children of God, we must obey the instructions of the Lord if we want to experience the victories that God has for us. If we don't walk with God, we will not experience what God has for us. And so I want to encourage you, as a child of God, walk with the Lord, obey his instruction. D.L. Moody said this, God never made a promise that was too good to be true, said evangelist D.L. Moody. But every promise must be claimed by faith. Unless the promises of God are mixed with faith, they accomplish nothing. When we claim God's promises, we must claim God's promises by faith. Hallelujah. When we look at Israel in this situation, they acted presumptuously in their first attack against the Ai. I don't know how to pronounce that really, but the Ai group. Amen. And so they failed miserably. The promises of God makes the difference between faith and presumption. The promises of God makes the difference between faith and presumption. You can never exaggerate the importance of the Christian soldier spending time daily in the Word of God. We need to spend time daily. It must not become something that we fulfill a quota, like listen to that, I spend my 30 minutes, I'm so happy, I done what I'm supposed to do. We need to spend quality time with the Lord. As we spend quality time with the Lord, we will then hear from the Lord. We will then glean from what God wants us to hear. And we can apply these powerful principles into our lives and experience that which God has for us. Hallelujah. We must daily take up the sword, which is the word of the Lord. According to Ephesians 6 verses 17, we go into the battle. When we go into the battle unarmed and unprepared, the enemy is gonna mess us up. Hallelujah. We need to walk into the battle with the mind of the Lord, a spiritual mind. Hallelujah. We need to walk with the word of the Lord. We must saturate our minds with the word of the Lord. We need to saturate our minds with the word of the Lord. We need to walk with God. We need to walk in the will of God and experience that which God has in store for us. I want to conclude with this. No matter how badly we have failed, we can always get up, begin again, for our God is the God of new beginnings. Can I say that again? No matter how badly we have failed, we can always get up again, for our God is the God of new beginnings. I want to read a quotation from an anonymous writer. An anonymous writer reminds us that a dentist's mistake is pulled out. A lawyer's mistake is in prison. A teacher's mistake is failed. A printer's mistake is corrected. A pharmacist's mistake is buried. A postman's mistake is forwarded. An electrician's mistake could be shocking. The novelist Joseph Conrad wrote, "It's only those who do nothing that make no mistakes. Oh, that is powerful. Only those who do nothing, who make no mistakes. And they are the type of people that you also find mostly on the sideline criticizing. Those who do nothing are the ones who do not make mistakes, and they have the highest qualification to criticize those who are doing something. The mistake we make embarrasses us. Hallelujah. Especially those mistakes that is caused by our running ahead of the Lord and not seeking His will. But we need to remember that no mistake is final to the dedicated Christian. God can use our blunders and accomplish His purpose. Hallelujah. Somebody defines success as the art of making your mistakes when nobody's looking, but a better definition would be the art of seeing victory when other people are only seeing defeat. Come on. So my encouragement today is to you, child of God, turn your mistakes into victories. Turn your defeat, sorry, is my title of my sermon. Turn your defeats into victories. Just like Joshua. Joshua and the children of Israel, in chapter 7, they lost badly. They ran away from a small group of people. In chapter 8, they get back and get right with the Lord. And now they go on the attack again, and God gives them a tremendous victory. You maybe have fallen. Maybe you have slipped up. Maybe you have made a mistake. You need to repent, number one. And then you need to ask God for His direction and for His leading. And then with this comes humility. And you need to trust God to guide you and to lead you in the way that you should go. I just pray today that God has blessed you. Thank you, Pastor Keshni. Thank you for everybody that has joined us today. May God richly bless you. And I pray that many will listen to this after this, and you will just have that newfound hope and faith again to get up. Dust yourself off. Thank you, Pastor Clinton, for joining us all the way from Australia. Dust yourself off again. Get back up again. Keep running. Don't stagnate. Don't stagnate. Hallelujah. I just want to quote this last thing, last quotation that I used earlier on from Alexander White. No matter what mistakes we have that we may make, the worst mistake of all is not to try again. For the victorious Christian life is a series of new beginnings. So I want to encourage you, child of God, maybe you have gone through a series of new beginnings. It's time for you today to know that through this mistakes, and through these trials, and through these hardships, you can try again. Get back up, run again, finish your course in Jesus' name. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Goedemiddag, pastoor. Dit is Annelie, apostel David se sekretarisse. Hy het vir my gesê van die brief wat u nog benodig. Ek is so jammer dat ek nog nie by uitgekom het. Ek het die goedjies vandag ver toe geneem, die lette het, en hy het vir my die brief gestuur om dit uit te print. Maar ek het niks beter gevoel nie, en die krag het afgeslaan en toe het ek my huis toe gestuur. So,
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for joining again on this Thursday afternoon. Just a few minutes late,